بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد So we begin our seminar with regards to the virtue of knowledge and the virtue of seeking knowledge and the people of knowledge. And there is no doubt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is our creator, and He is the one who has created all things, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and given everything its shape and its form. And He selects and He chooses from His creation, tabaraka wa ta'ala, as He wills, according to His knowledge and His wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ, that verily your Lord, He creates whatever He wills and He chooses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has created the creation and He has created mankind. And from them He has chosen those whom He loves. And from them He has chosen those whom He wills. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He has guided them to faith, and He has guided them to iman, and He has preferred them over the rest of mankind, and He has made them believers, those who believe in Him. It has been reported authentically from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he said, Inna Allaha yu'ti ad-dunya liman yuhibbu wa liman la yuhib, that verily Allah, He gives this life, this worldly life, to those whom He loves and to those whom He does not love. وَلَا يُعْطِي الْإِيمَانِ إِلَّا لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ, but He does not give al-iman and sincere faith except to those whom He loves. So therefore it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has selected the believers and He has chosen them to believe in Him and to believe in His message, and to believe in His prophets and messengers, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, and to believe in that which He has commanded to believe in, and He has made them the best of the creation, and He has raised them over the rest of the creation with iman, and with sincere faith. And likewise from the believers, amongst them, there are those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has preferred, and He has chosen, and He has selected them, and He has raised them ranks even higher, and given them ranks that are even more lofty, above the rest of the believers, and He has caused them to rise with knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ, the verity Allah, He raises the ranks of those who believe from amongst you, and those who have been given knowledge. So therefore, with iman, and the foundation of that iman is knowledge. Knowledge of Allah, and knowledge of His deen and His sharia, and knowledge of what He loves subhanahu wa ta'ala, and knowledge of His messengers alayhim as-salatu was-salam. This is the reality of al-iman. He has chosen them and He has favored them and He has made them believers. And from amongst them, He has even chosen more and selected them and preferred them with knowledge. And in this manner, the people, their ranks are raised in this life, and their status is lofty in this life with iman and with faith, and with knowledge and with action and application. And if we look at this affair, we see very clearly in the text of the Quran and the Sunnah that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants to show good to His creation and prefer them, then He will select them and He will bless them and He will bestow upon them knowledge. Beginning with the best of the creation, beginning with the prophets and messengers, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has chosen them, and He has bestowed upon them revelation, and He has bestowed upon them knowledge, and He has preferred them over mankind with this knowledge, and the application of that knowledge in upright and noble manners and conduct. And He has blessed them and granted them with knowledge of al-Tawheed, and knowledge of the Lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and His greatness and His majesty and His glory, and knowledge of His decree, and that He knows all things, وَقَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا, and that He has the ability to do all things. Huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has blessed and bestowed upon the messengers, the prophets and messengers this knowledge, knowledge of the legislation and the avenues of khayr and goodness, knowledge of the halal and the haram. Allah has preferred them with this, and Allah has selected them and chosen them. And whenever He wanted good for them, this is the greatest characteristic that He preferred them with. This is the greatest characteristic that He preferred them with, subhanahu wa ta'ala, with knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, إِنَّ اللَّهِ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَآلِ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. The verity Allah, He has chosen. He has chosen Adam and Nuh and the family of Ibrahim and the family of Imran over all of mankind. He has chosen them and selected them and preferred them. And He has preferred them with knowledge. And He has preferred them with prophethood. And He has preferred them and guided them to the correct deen and the correct way and the upright creed and the upright belief. And He has made them leaders for mankind. And He has made them role models and leaders for mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned about His prophet Adam. Whenever He wanted to show the virtue of Adam to the angels and show the favor of Allah upon him, Allah mentioned, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. And verily Allah, He has taught Adam the names of all things. And verily Allah, He has taught Adam the names of all things. And this is from the greatest characteristics and virtues and favors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Adam. And Adam was specified with many characteristics and virtues, and from the best of them is that He preferred him with knowledge. He preferred him with knowledge that even the angels did not have. And likewise, Prophet Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He preferred him, and He selected him and chose him, and He guided him, and He revealed to him knowledge. Knowledge of Tawheed, and knowledge of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His majesty and glory. Knowledge of La ilaha illallah, ya qawmi, i'budullaha ma lakum min ilahin ghayru. O my people, worship Allah. You have no true God worthy of worship besides Him, and this is what He called to. And even whenever the people of Nuh alayhi salam, they belied Him, and they denied Him, and they rejected Him, He continued to call them, and He clarified to them that He has knowledge that they do not have. That He has knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they do not have, and therefore they should follow Him. Allah mentioned about Nuh whenever they claimed that he was misguided and in clear misguidance. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لَيْسَ بِي ضَلَالَةً وَلَكِنِّي رَسُولٌ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He said, O my people, verily I'm not misguided. I'm not misguided, but rather I am a messenger from the Lord of the worlds. أُبَلِّغُكُمْ رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّي. I convey to you the message of my Lord. وَأَنْصَحُ لَكُمْ. And I give you sincere advice. وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And I know from Allah that which you do not know. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He chose him, Nuhan, selected him, and granted him knowledge. Knowledge that the rest of the people did not have. And therefore, the one who has knowledge, he should be followed. And he is the one who gives advice. And he is the one who directs the people. And he is the one who is a light for mankind and the role model. And like this, Ibrahim, Khalil Rahman, alayhi salatu wassalam, whenever he called his father, he mentioned the same thing. Similarly like this, clarifying that he has received knowledge. Knowledge from Allah. Knowledge that they did not have. And he said, يَا أَبَتِ قَدْ جَاءَنِي مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا لَمْ يَأْتِكَ فَاتَّبِعْنِي أَهْدِكَ صِرَاطًا سَوِيًّا. He mentioned, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, O my beloved father, verily knowledge has come to me that which did not come to you. Therefore follow me, I will guide you to a straight path. Therefore follow me, I will guide you to a straight path. So we see that the messengers and the prophets, the best of the creation, from their greatest attributes and characteristics, and from the greatest virtue that they have over mankind, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has preferred them with revelation, and He has preferred them with knowledge, and He has preferred them with guidance. And like this, likewise, the rest of mankind, those who follow them, and they obtain that knowledge, they can be lifted and raised, and they can have ranks as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned about His prophet Ibrahim as well, alayhi salatu wasalam, وَتِلْكَ حُجَّتُنَا آتَيْنَاهَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَى قَوْمِهِ. And this is the evidence or the proof that we have given Ibrahim against his people. Whenever he debated them, clarifying to them that what they worship is falsehood, and worshiping the creation, the sun and the moon and the stars is all falsehood, and that the one who is worthy of worship alone is the one who created the sun and the moons and the moon and the stars. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the proof that he was given, the proof of a tawheed. And he could clearly see the rububiyyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his lordship, and he clarified that to them, and that he is the one who's worthy of worship. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned after this, نَرُفَعُ دَرَجَاتٍ مَنْ نَشَاءٍ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ حَكِيمٌ عَلِيمٌ, that we raise in ranks those whom we will. That we raise in ranks those whom we will. In verity, your Lord, he is all wise and knows all things. So therefore, likewise, just as the prophets were raised in ranks with knowledge, and they were raised with the revelation, likewise those who follow them, and those who traverse upon their way, and those who strive to be upon the way of prophethood, and on the methodology of prophethood, and on the path of the message that was revealed, likewise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise their ranks according to their knowledge, and their steadfastness upon that knowledge, and their application of that knowledge. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned about his prophet Yusuf, alayhi salatu wassalam, وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ أَتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَكَذَلِكَ نَجِزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ وَكَذَلِكَ نَجِزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ, that whenever he reached his age of strength, whenever Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, he reached his age of strength, then we gave him حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا, we bestowed upon him wisdom and knowledge, meaning prophethood. Prophethood and knowledge. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever he favored Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, he mentioned a similar verse, وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَاسْتَوَى آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا, and whenever he reached his strength and his body, and then he became complete in manhood, alayhi salatu wassalam, آتَيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا, verily, we gave him prophethood and wisdom, and the ability to judge correctly and properly in affairs, and gave him knowledge of the rulings of the legislation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned, and like this, we recompense and we reward those who do good. We recompense and we reward those who do good. So if we ponder over these verses, my noble brothers and sisters, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is praising the prophets and messengers, and he is mentioning them with much virtue and honor, and he is praising them with knowledge, because they had knowledge, and knowledge was bestowed upon them. And this is from the greatest characteristics of the prophets and messengers, that they were upon knowledge, and that they were sent with knowledge. And knowledge is a light and a guidance that they were upon, and therefore they were leaders and imams and role models for mankind. And likewise, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he sent him with knowledge. He sent him with knowledge. And if an individual, he were to ask a question, and this is no doubt a very important question, and he were to say, what exactly did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam come with? What was he sent with? And what did Allah Azza wa Jal send the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he send him with? The answer is that he was sent with guidance, and that he was sent with the religion of truth. And the reality of that guidance is that it is beneficial knowledge. Knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his greatness. Knowledge of his beautiful names and lofty attributes. Knowledge of his perfection, and that he has no deficiency whatsoever. Knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hayyu la yamut, that he's alive and he never dies. Yut'imu wa la yut'am, that he feeds and he's not fed. That he is strong and he's never weak. And he does not get tired or sleepy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. He's powerful and strong. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sent with this knowledge. Knowledge of the halal and the haram, and the means that lead to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the way to obtain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what he was sent with. The Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the clarification of the straight path. And likewise, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sent with the clarification of the ways of falsehood, and the ways of evil, and the ways of wickedness, and the ways that lead to the anger of Allah and his punishment. He was sent with the good, and he clarified the good, so that the people can follow that upon clarity and insight, And he also clarified the ways of falsehood and evil, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that the people can leave them and avoid them upon clarity and insight. This is what the messenger he was sent with, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, he mentioned about him in his book, and he said, هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق, that it is he, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has sent his messenger with guidance and the religion of truth, ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا, so that he can be victorious and apparent, so that over the rest of the deen, meaning over the rest of the religions, so that this religion, the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can be victorious and triumphant and overcome and overpower all over religions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for a witness over this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sent bil huda wa din al haq. The people of knowledge, they mentioned al-huda and the guidance that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent with. In reality, it is beneficial knowledge. In reality, this guidance, it is beneficial knowledge. Knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His legislation. Knowledge of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Knowledge of the jannah and the way that leads there. And knowledge of the fire. This is what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent with, al-huda, meaning beneficial knowledge. And likewise, the application of that knowledge, which is the religion of truth, wa-deen al-haq, the application of that knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, likewise, He clarified the virtue of this knowledge and the virtue that He bestowed upon His Prophet. And He mentioned to him, speaking to him directly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he spoke to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly, mentioning the favor of knowledge that he had bestowed upon him. And he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمُ وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا. That verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed to you, O Muhammad, the book and the wisdom. The book meaning the Qur'an. And the wisdom, meaning the sunnah and the clarification of the Qur'an, and the detailed clarification and insight to the understanding and the application of the Qur'an. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned to His Prophet, وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمُ. And verily, and Allah has taught you that which you did not know. وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا. And verily, the virtue of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon you is great. So therefore we see that it is very clear that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants to prefer someone from His creation, someone from mankind, He bestows upon them knowledge, and He grants them the light of knowledge, and He guides them to the truth, and He guides them to the truth. And likewise, this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He has clarified as well. And He has encouraged the ummah in more than one narration to show great concern for knowledge and for learning. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, likewise, He has clarified that the sign that Allah wants good for somebody is that they have knowledge. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants good for somebody, He will grant them knowledge in the deen. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants good for somebody, He will direct them to the faith. And He will open their hearts to Islam. The Islam of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. The Islam that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And has been narrated from the Hadith of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan radiyallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, man yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqihu fi ddeen, that whoever Allah wants good for, then He will grant him understanding in the deen. Then He will grant him understanding in the deen. And we see that the understanding in the deen, according to the understanding of the Salaf, that is not simple knowledge or the memorization of text only, or to gather information, but rather what is intended, it is al-fiqhu al-mashubu bil-amal. It is the type of understanding that is accompanied with action. It is the type of understanding that is accompanied with action. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned about this affair, and he says, لم يكن السلف يطلقون اسم الفقه إلا على العلم الذي يسحبه العمل. That the Salaf and the pious predecessors, they did not used to use the word fiqh except to refer to the knowledge that was accompanied by action. Except to refer to the knowledge that is accompanied by action. So therefore, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants good for a slave, If he wants good for an individual, he will grant him understanding in the deen. The type of understanding that will go into his heart, and that will affect him and change his life. And that will be a means for him to rectify his soul, and to rectify his heart, and to rectify his actions and his manners, beginning with his creed, and beginning with his iman and his tawheed, and rectifying his faith and his belief, and guiding him to the truth. And from there, whenever the tawheed enters the heart properly, likewise the body parts they follow behind. And in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he brings good to the people, by guiding them to understanding the deen. Because in life, my noble brothers and sisters, there are many different situations and occurrences. There are many different conditions that a believer he will find himself in, even in one day. Ups and downs, good times and bad times. Sometimes one will experience a time of wealth and prosperity and happiness and joy. And then other times he will experience times of poverty and hardship and difficulty. And the likes like this. But the one who has understanding in the deen, the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly granted him understanding in the deen, he will know how to deal with these affairs. He will know how to deal with the good times in the proper manner. And he will not allow his wealth or his health to deceive him. And he will not use the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his disobedience. Because he has knowledge and understanding. Understanding of the deen. An understanding of the judgment and the return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the question. He has understanding, so therefore he shows thanks for the blessings and for his health and for his wealth. And he uses them in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because he has understanding in the deen. And likewise, whenever that believer he goes through hardship and difficulty, the one who has understanding in the deen, he knows that this is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore he submits. And he seeks relief from Allah alone. And he returns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeking forgiveness for his shortcomings. And he knows that he's a slave. And he surrenders to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ يَهْدِي قَلْبَهِ And whoever believes in Allah, then Allah will guide his heart. So therefore, the one who Allah wants good for, he will give him understanding in the deen. He will have understanding of how to deal and how to move in this life. He will have understanding of a tawheed first and foremost. And he will believe in the angels. And he will believe in the messengers and prophets. And that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the seal of all prophets. And he will believe in the books. And he will know with certainty that the Quran is the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the seal of all revelations and the words of Allah azza wa jalla. And it is not created. And he will believe in the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the affairs that happen after death. He will have understanding in the deen. And likewise, he will prepare for the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his understanding. He will apply and he will act in a manner that is good. And likewise, he believes in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ يُرِيدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِّهُ فِي الدِّينِ If Allah azza wa jalla, he wants good for somebody, he will grant them understanding in the deen. The understanding that sinks into the heart and brings about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brings about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the preference to that which Allah loves over that which the soul loves. This is the understanding and the deen, and this is the knowledge that is beneficial, and this is the means of having one's rank lifted and raised in this life, and likewise in the hereafter. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ أَكْبَرُ دَرَجَاتٍ وَأَكْبَرُ تَفْضِيلًا The knowledge that is beneficial is the knowledge that goes in the heart, the knowledge that produces actions, the knowledge that brings about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has praised the people of knowledge because they fear Him and they comply to His commandments and they know what He has ordained and they know what He has made obligatory subhanahu wa ta'ala and He knows what is preferred. And they know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He prefers from statements and actions. وَإِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَى That those who truly fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His slaves and servants, they are the people of knowledge. Because they know the rights of Allah azza wa jal, and they know His greatness. And likewise, they know their weakness, and they know their dire need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they surrender to Him, and they worship Him with fear, and with love, and with hope. And in this manner, they become the best of all creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned about them, about the believers, and specifically the people of knowledge, the people of al-khashya, the people who fear Allah, the people who have the fear of Allah in their hearts, and they comply with their body parts to His commandments, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they are the best of all creation. That they are the best of all creation. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ That verily those who believe and do righteous deeds, they are the best of all. They are the best of all all creatures. They're the best of all creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned about them and their reward, those who believe and do righteous deeds. And their belief is based upon knowledge, and their righteous deeds likewise is according to the knowledge. Therefore, they are the best of all creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned about them, and He mentioned about their reward and their recompense. And this is a clear evidence for the greatness and the virtue of knowledge. جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها. That their reward with their Lord are gardens of paradise, of eternity, underneath which rivers flow. خالدين فيها أبدا. They will abide therein forever. رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عن. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the end, He mentioned the key for success. ذلك لمن خشي ربه. This reward that is mentioned, this recompense of paradise, abiding therein forever, and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ذلك لمن خشي ربه. That is for the one who fears his Lord. And those who fear their Lord, likewise Allah, He has clarified, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. That those who truly fear their Lord, from His slaves and His servants, they are the people of knowledge. So therefore, this knowledge, it is a means to enter paradise. And it is a means to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is from the reason why we are created. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, Allahu الذي خلق سبع سماوات ومن الأرض مثلهن يتنزل الأمر بينهن لتعلموا أن الله على كل شيء قدير وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who created the heavens, the seven heavens, and from the earth the likes thereof. And His command descends between them. And His command descends between them, لِتَعْلَمُوا, in order for you to know. أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. That Allah, He has the ability to do all things. You need to know His attributes, a perfection, that He has the ability to do all things. لِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has encompassed all things in knowledge. So therefore, the heavens and the earth, it is created so that we may know Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so that we may draw near to Him and love Him. Because the one who knows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will love Him, and he will fear Him, and he will strive to draw near to Him. And in this manner, a believer, he can have good. He can have good in this life. In this manner, a believer, he can have good in this life. And the people of knowledge, they mentioned, فَمَنْ كَانَ بِاللَّهِ أَعْرَفْ كَانَ مِنْهُ أَخْوَفْ. The more a person he has knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more he will fear Him. وَلِعِبَادَتِهِ أَطْلَبْ. And at this time, he will not flee from Him, but rather he will flee to Him. He will flee to Him. The knowledge of at-tawheed, and the knowledge of the sunnah, and the knowledge of the sharia, it will draw one near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will cause one to hope for the mercy of Allah, and to strive to have the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it will cause one to worship Him. وَعَنْ مَعْصِيَتِهِ أَبْعَدْ. And he will be further away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, we are created to know Allah azza wa jal and to worship Him. And like this, likewise, Allah azza wa jal, He mentioned in His book, and the verse is well known, and we know, Alhamdulillah, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That I did not create the jinn and the mankind except to worship Me. And that worship is based upon knowledge. There's a manner to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who perfect their worship, then they have the high ranks and the lofty levels and darajat in the hereafter with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they have the goodness in this life and the hereafter. So therefore we see from these evidences that knowledge, it is very virtuous. And it is very beneficial. And it is a light for a believer. And the one who sets out to seek it, he will be on the path to paradise. As has come in the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة. That whoever sets out on a path to seek knowledge, then verily Allah will make easy for him the path to paradise. So the path to paradise is a path of knowledge. Is a path of knowledge. There's a way to paradise, and that is the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the way of knowledge. This is the way of knowledge and action. The way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is evidence in the Quran and the Sunnah, and clear proofs clarifying the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His right to be worshipped alone, and clear proofs clarifying the authenticity of the prophethood and the messengership of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that
the paradise is true, and the promise of Allah is true, and we are returning back to Him. Therefore, we have to return to Him in a good manner, prepare for that. And this is by learning what is pleasing to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and learning the ways that lead to His mercy and to His pleasure, and learning how to be near to Him and have His aid and support. And likewise, learning the ways of evil in order to avoid them and stay away from them. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this a beneficial seminar for me and for all of you who are listening, and to reward the brothers at Sabil al-Rashad for their efforts and for inviting me to participate with them and to cooperate with them upon this good. And we hope that it is from the cooperation of the birr wa taqwa. And inshallah, in the class tomorrow, we will begin the studies of the hadith of Abi Darda radiyallahu anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarified the virtue of knowledge and the student of knowledge and the people of knowledge and the lofty and high status that the people of knowledge they have. And inshallah, the hadith along with a brief worksheet will be available for the students bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, and the brothers they have prepared that. May Allah reward them. And I close with that. Wallahu alam, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.